Hey guys, this is Joki Kairego once again. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you listened to the first podcast. It was just an introduction of what my first day of leave was like. Yeah, and so this is my second day of leave. What's the date today? On the 22nd of January, 2019. Thank you for joining me. Now, on this second day at 22:24 hours in Kenya, Nakuru, Kenya, I want to share the following with you. So, today was a very chilled out day. I was with my cousins and woke up pretty early because we thought we were going to have breakfast with my uncle and aunt. But then again, shit happened and we got to go there probably mid-morning, hence it sounded like a brunch, because my aunt has already prepared breakfast, and definitely she was also preparing lunch now that it was way past breakfast time. That's the African way to do things. That's how our mothers do things in the kitchen. That's how they prepare for their children's homecoming and stuff like that. And when we got there at my aunt's place, and she had this fruits, tea, coffee, chocolate, and white tea. That is, no, actually we call it Nyland. That's a mixture of water and milk, hot. That's what we call it. So yeah, she didn't have the option for black because she's not white. She's very African. Africans don't understand what black tea, white coffee, and white chocolate means. You gotta have your tea with milk. That's how we're raised here. Besides the point. So, I was with my cousin who flew in from Finland for the holidays, and she decided she's going to come back after attaining her master's degree. She's going to come back to Kenya, her homeland, just to get some insights, some wisdom about life, about what she really wants to do with her life now that she has more accreditation from especially a foreign land that has really good education system compared to Kenya, her home. And she sounded pretty scared of moving on with life, in that before all she cared was attending classes, meaning you just don't attend class, but you gotta also be able to finance your day-to-day life. Hence, she got a part-time job, stroke jobs. She says she's been working for 18 hours a day. Imagine, 18 hours a day. That's 10 more hours what you are supposed to be working for. And she still has it, so she would wake up at 3 a.m. so she can be ready and be at work. Her first job at 4 a.m. And she does cleaning services. She's with this cleaning services company that is a company owned by a black Kenyan lady. And this lady, my cousin was so excited to know about her, she just had to go and ask her to go and hire her, because again, she would be able to understand her struggles, her life. And with time, she got to like my cousin's work in the way she does her job. And she asked her, what's her story? And she told her everything, and she told her aspirations. And she's been working for her for 3 years now, and her boss was really mad at her. She was like, yeah, you've worked for me for 3 years, but you've not told me of your goals, aspirations, your vision, your objectives in life, and all that. And with time, she gave her, she just told her, you know what? I just need, this much amount of money just so I can make an investment back at home. An investment back at home in Kenya means that it's pretty much land, because you're away from your country, so you can't really say that's a company that hasn't even started that you're gonna really call an investment. It's gonna be something like buying land back at home that will definitely be appreciating in value. And you can't say it's a stock exchange yet, because you've not been reading about that, you don't know much about it. Also, you really want to be there when the stock exchange is changing and all that. And you need the networks as well, someone who's gonna have some wisdom about that. So, buying land was the next thing. And so she bought land in the the coastal region of Kenya, and it was quite for me a good price, which she was able to afford, and she worked her ass off to afford it. Actually, it's not something that she just woke up and realized, oh, I can get that land. Now, it's something that she heard and she decided she's gonna afford it by force, and she got it, and now she's back in Kenya. And it has been such an instrumental and motivating time for her being back and actually being around her and listening to her point of view and understanding. And it gives me so much comfort, and also the realization that even those who are older than us, they are really, really scared of what life brings ahead. And especially so because my cousin has been looking at her age and she's been like, we all, the clock is ticking, I need not to delay, I need to do this now, anything else is gonna take more than a year, it's just wasting my time. And I remember my uncle and aunt just told her, you know what, we don't understand this unrealistic sense of urgency that you have at the moment. As far as we know it, you didn't go to Finland to just play. You went, you got your master's degree, and in between you've been doing all this kind of side hustles, you've been also negotiating for other people, you've been doing your internships, you've been working, baby, you've been doing so much that you are too marketable. Actually, I told her, baby girl, you're overqualified even for employment, you are too good right now. If I had a company, I would definitely hire you if you were not family at that point. Yes, and I got to learn that her fears really projected what most youth in Kenya really have. And I was glad to hear it from my uncle and aunt telling her, you know what, you don't need to do, you don't need to end up in a course that you studied for, you don't. You have the papers, that means you're smart enough to start anything. So you go and do your own thing. You eventually are going to work it out and you're going to understand why you're in this industry. And by the time you actually realize it, you're going to be doing something that you're really passionate about. Something that you're going to pay all your staff for and you got no money. But you're like, okay, tomorrow 6 a.m. I need you back here. And you're there by 5:30 because this thing is what is driving you. If it's not for it, then you're going to go crazy. So it's pretty much your fix. And as far as I know her, as much as I know her, she's definitely a workaholic. And she's a very loving workaholic in that for family and anybody else who matters to her, she's going to make time. She's going to make sure she comes and sees you. She's going to make sure and approve of your wisdom. She's going to come and approve of your existence in her life. She's going to come and tell you, you know what, that other time you did so well, I was so proud of you, I cried. That's how it goes with her. It's pretty emotional and it's actually a plus. Because then I get to see the raw emotion in her, and she gets to be very real in my life. And with all that, I got to realize that, you know what, Jackie, you're not alone. We are not alone. Fears are there, but they only exist when you let them exist. They only exist when it comes down to you actually accepting the non-existent truth that you can make it so far if it doesn't happen, that you can make it this far if this doesn't happen. I mean, she has every fiber in her screams out entrepreneurship, but she really doubts herself, doesn't think that she can do it, and so hence comes in the family and we tell her, well, you know, we African honey, you tell us this thing about being so scared about starting a company, you tell us about this thing about belittling your effort, belittling your smart, belittling your time, belittling this passion that you have inside you. We're gonna whoop your ass until it's straight in line. And we tell her, baby, you best start something really crazy, because you don't want to have this conversation next time you're back in Kenya, you know? Yeah. And it was an amazing day. It was perfect. I watched the sunset. It was amazing. I wish I could share photos with y'all. It was amazing. And I've had a good time. If she was going back to Finland tomorrow, I would be okay with that. I'll be okay with that. But she's not. Hence, I'm not. I think I got a whole lot more to learn from her. Maybe indirectly, but I'm all with it. I'm especially open to learning new things with her. Yeah. Thank you very much. for listening. I hope it didn't take too long of your time. I hope you learned something. Let me know what you think. Thank you. Mwah. Jogi Carrico here, signing out.